This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1619. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. In this edition, recorded May 30th, Argentina, Australia, Benin, Canada, Chad, Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Fiji, Germany, India, Italy, Japan, Korea, Kurdistan, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Pridnestrovia, Somalia, South Carolina, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sudan South, Sweden, Taiwan, Uganda, USA, Vanuatu, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Argentina is one of few countries with an X-band, that is, medium wave stations above 1600 kilohertz. The station which is currently getting out well on 1640 is Radio Guarani in Buenos Aires, which may mean it has something to do with Paraguayan immigrants. It's been heard in Newfoundland by Alan Willey, who does a lot of excellent medium wave DXing from his post out in the Atlantic, before and after midnight UT, May 23rd. It was in Spanish, however, instead of the Guarani language, and he heard some IDs. It was also reported much closer by Renato Uliana in São Paulo State, Brazil, at 23:15 UT on May 26th. He even heard it on his car radio with a lot of typical music and a relatively good ID. That was in the Radio Escutas group. Following up last week's report about ABC Alice Springs, Australia, using 4835 day and night instead of 2310 kilohertz at night, Craig Seeger in New South Wales says they were running 4835 as late as 1315 UT on May 28th. This should greatly improve audibility in North America. Before and after our sunrises. The problem is WWCR on 4840, which signs off just before 1200, so that's the time to check for 4835 from Australia. I haven't tuned in that early, but May 29th at 1219, there was a just barely audible carrier on 4835. It was unclear how long this would go on. It might be a permanent change. However, Mike Terry forwards an item from Mount Original in Finland on the WRTHFB group that it was back on 2310, May 30th at 1000 UT, according to reception via a remote receiver in Australia. In IRCA, Nick Hallpatch in British Columbia says a transatlantic carrier was heard in Victoria on 1566 kilohertz. May 28th at 0455 UT. You can tell summer is approaching when a weak carrier appears there. This has been visible with Spectran a couple of times in the last 2 weeks, and now just a hint of an audible heterodyne as well. The sunrise in Benin is about half an hour later. That is, he's assuming this is coming from the powerful Transworld radio outlet in West Africa. The RCI Action Committee blog of May 28th is quoted by KimAndrewElliott.com. June 24th will be the last day of Radio Canada International's radio programming unless we can convince Canada's government that our national public radio and television broadcaster, CBC Radio-Canada, went too far when it cut our budget by 80% and decided we would no longer broadcast on shortwave or satellite and be left with only a web presence on the Internet. This decision to stop radio broadcasting fails to recognize that most people in the world do not have easy access to the Internet. It fails to recognize that there is very little access around the globe to contextualized Canadian news, news for those outside Canada. And since RCI's mandate is to explain Canada to as much of the world as possible, CBC is making that harder for us. That is why we are calling on Canada's federal government to step in, stop the cut, and protect RCI's international mandate. Here's where we need your help. Please contact government, conservative members of parliament, and tell them why access to Canadian news is important to you. is Chad Off the Air from 6165, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, shortwave bulletin. Heard it May 15th at 21:42 and noted that it was on the exact frequency now. On May 25th, Bill Bingham in South Africa was listening to Zambia, ZNBC2, which is on the same frequency, 6165, at 0415 to 0440. They were talking about Africa Day. He says reception was very poor, almost unreadable. There was a large subaudible heterodyne from Independent Chad. But then, later that same day in the evening, May 25th, at 20:58 to 21:24, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was also hearing Zambia, and he says at that time, not a vestige of Chad on that frequency. One of the rarest shortwave broadcast countries to be heard in North America currently is Congo-Brazzaville. They have only one shortwave frequency, 6115, and it's been on the air, we thought, only in the local evenings, which means midday here when we just can't get it, on 49 meters. However, Jorge Freitas in Brazil, right across the pond, has quite an advantage in pulling it in, and he's been hearing it in the morning. On May 23rd, there was an open carrier at 0557, and they opened in French at 0600, but the modulation was very low. He says they were speaking French with an African accent. At least the signal strength was good, so that means it's propagable, it's possible to hear it in North America around 0600. He checked again on May 25th, however, and did not hear it at that hour, so it appears to be irregular. Something to keep trying for around 06 on 6115, Radio Congo Brazzaville. At hours when IRRS via Romania can be ruled out, the American religious programming on 15190 has obviously been coming from Radio Africa in Equatorial Guinea. We've been hearing it for many weeks now, but actually hearing an ID from that station has been extremely difficult because they seldom put them in. They don't put them in between programs, and apparently they just turn on the transmitter in the morning without bothering to do so either. But Jorge Freitas in Feira de Santana, Bahia, Brazil, has been listening and managed to catch an ID at their morning sign-off time, May 28th, at 08:59, and made a recording on 15190. At that time, they were identifying as Radio Africa number 2 and giving an address in Johannesburg, South Africa, where I assume the casual listener would assume they are located. Nothing said about Equatorial Guinea. In ADX via BCDX, Jan Balzer in Germany refers to other DX sources, saying that the 6190 transmitter of Deutschlandfunk Berlin Britz is off the air permanently. This was formerly known as RIAS Berlin in the 1950s, but it is no longer, says Wolfgang Büschel. He last logged it on April 8th, when it was 10 hertz below 6190. Via Joachim Thiel in Germany, ADX, via BCDX, one of the many private German shortwave outlets, plans a broadcast on Saturday, June 2nd, via Radio 700 facilities, the 1 kilowatt transmitter in Kalkreckel, Germany. This will be at 14 to 15 UT on 6005 and at 20 to 21 on 3995. It is Nord AM or Nord AM. Swapan Chakraborty and Partha Sarathy Goswami both forward report from Abhijit Mondal, all of them in West Bengal, that All India Radio Kohima has been heard again on 4850 in the local morning. It had been off the air for several months. English News and ID heard at 0315, May 30th, as they then went into a regional language. And I assume that frequency may also be on the air in the local evening when we could get it, at least in Western North America. In PlayDX, Fabio Cambisi in Casalecchio di Reno, Italy, reports hearing Rai Radio Uno on 4878, May 26th at 22 UT, local midnight, with good modulation but some fading. Is this an unauthorized relay or a spur? Has anyone else heard it? It does not work out to be a harmonic of any medium wave frequency, 4878. As we are almost at our earliest sunrise of the year, Radio Japan's English broadcast to North America via Canada at 12 UT on 6120 is getting lost in the daytime noise level. This transmission starts out almost 4 hours after sunrise in Sackville. NHK really needs to rethink using the 49-meter band at that hour all year long. Oh well, it won't matter, will it, once Sackville is closed down later this year. At 1200, however, we can get NHK better in English via the only remaining parallel frequency, 9695. It's intended for Asia, and it's no longer via Japan Direct, but due north from Singapore. Of course, it may be working closer to Sackville as a fully daytime transmission at single hop range only, that ideal skip range. But what about the rest of North America? A similar situation involves the KBS World Radio broadcast via Sackville at 12 to 13 in English on 9650. It does a bit better than 6 megahertz would. But Rick Barton in Arizona says it was way down in the mud, about equal level, with Voice of Korea, North Korea, which is on the same frequency direct as of May 28th at 12:30. Here's a strange and shortwave bulletin. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports a station on the typical frequency of Voice of Iranian Kurdistan, 4880.224, May 19th at 23:59, with a program in Italian. He did not get a 100% ID, but he says the behavior of the carrier corresponded exactly to what you expect from Voice of Iranian Kurdistan, because it drifted down to 4879.874. On May 20th, however, he heard it with normal programming, meaning I suppose it was in Kurdish instead of Italian. That night it started on 4879.78 and slowly drifted down to 4879.75, accompanied with the always existing pulsating noise generator. In DSWC IDX window, Martin van Delft in Holland says, transport radio via Werktachtel Germany on 6095. After Radio Netherlands ended its Dutch service after 65 years on Saturday, May 11th, it left a gap, especially to truck drivers everywhere in Europe. On Monday, May 13th, an organization called Transport Radio therefore started a daily program in Dutch called Onderweg, meaning en route. Reception is very good. Their website is www.transportradio.nl, and they are also audible on the Internet around the clock. I just received a QSL card, form letter, and stickers from Transport Radio in a Radio Netherlands envelope. They confirm my assumption the transmitter location is Werktachtel, Germany, with 500 kilowatts. They are on 6095, Monday through Friday at 08 to 10 UT. But Saturday and Sunday, KBC uses the frequency in English at 09 to 16. That's another station originating in the Netherlands, transmitted via Germany. Akker Petersen in Denmark says he also heard Transport Radio Thursday, May 24th at 0840 until sign-off at 1000 in Dutch, with a lively program of pop songs and talk, such as about football. The closing ID said Transport Radio all over Europe, and it gives them a straight 5 SINPO. In BCDX, however, Wolfgang Büschel says they're really using only 100 or 125 kilowatts on a non-directional quadrant antenna. In Nassau, Dan Ferguson has spotted a change to the schedule of Radio New Zealand International, although it's not of much importance to us in North America. The transmission at 1551 to 1750 UT has exchanged the DRM and AM frequencies. Now AM is on 7440 and DRM on 6170. You are tuned for the 1619th World of Radio. Go to our website for a lot more information, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests. The latest issue provides the information we quote in brief on this program, and that issue is number 12-22. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dustin Brand who said a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. North American Pirate Radio fans, mostly tuned between 6.9 and 7 megahertz at night looking for pirates. But here's one which uses a much higher frequency at unpredictable times in the day. Undercover Radio, I've heard again on 15070, May 26th at 2010, until off the air at 2026 UT. As usual, he was playing some music and telling some weird stories, allegedly from his own life. Sometimes he's in the AM mode, but this time it was reduced carrier upper sideband. Whether or not you ever listen to Radio PMR on 9665, which includes broadcasts in English, there's a very interesting article in the Opinionator blog of the New York Times, put it out by Richard Cuff from the ODXA Yahoo group. It appeared May 22nd, and it's titled Transnistrian Time Slip by Frank Jacobs. Transnistria is another name for Pridnestrovia, the name we prefer to use when referring to that breakaway portion of Moldova. And be sure to read all the footnotes and comments, too. Of course, we have an exact link to it in DX Listening Digest, but you can probably Google it up. Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan says Radio Damal, the service for Somalia, has been reactivated on 15700, Somali language, heard past 0500 UT, May 25th. Pat Blakely writes on May 23rd, I've noticed that Brother Stair's followers are the ones doing the preaching lately and not Stair himself. Certainly no new sermons or modern event commentary from Stair as of late. I've noticed this for at least a week, and I'm curious if anyone knows if he is ill or on a mission or even dead. Propagation provider Thomas F. Jella in Florida replies, I'm a Pentecostal chaplain and have had a lot of communication with Brother Stair in the past year. I can tell you that he is no last-day prophet of God. He is a rude, hostile, embittered man, controlled by Satan, and only interested in self-promotion, power, and control, a real disgrace. Pat Blakely replies, if he were just ill, I figure they would just run old sermons from him. Something amiss is going on in Walterboro. Checking the Overcomer Ministry website, I see they have driving directions about how to get to the tabernacle near Walterboro. And there are two others in Henrietta, Oklahoma, and Mackville, Kentucky. Maybe someone should drop in on the tabernacle to find out what's up. Since then, I have monitored a bit more, although I can't listen for long, and have occasionally heard Brother Stair. Briefly, his voice sounds hoarser than usual, and of course, you can never be certain whether something is live or recorded. Except, of course, when, for example, the answering machine is put on the air May 28th, a caller assuring us that the end of the world will be on May 25th. Besides some excellent programming when they're not broadcasting stupid ball games, Radio Exterior de España provides more entertainment in the form of producing spurious signals, both from its inside Spain and outside transmitter site in Costa Rica, giving us the opportunity to chase them down and figure out what's happening. Sometimes the 15110 transmitter in Spain, aimed at North America with a very strong signal, has been accompanied by spurs out to 15037 and 15182. I found 10 of them, at least, May 25th around 2130, when there was a ball game going. Sometimes, however, that transmitter is not putting out spurs, but instead the one in Costa Rica on 17850, also heard with a number of spurs up and down the 16-meter band. At the same time, a weaker transmitter inside Spain on 17755, also putting out spurious signals. More about that new Tamil clandestine we reported last week from the Transnational Government of Tamil Eelam, TGTE. Broadcasting to Sri Lanka at 15 to 16 UT on 12250. The frequency soon changed to 12225. It was just barely audible carrier here in mid-America, but it was widely heard in Eurasia. The trouble is, there was never any Tamil programming, and the music played had nothing to do with Sri Lanka. It soon became clear that this was not the clandestine everyone was hearing, but instead Sri Lanka's jamming of where the clandestine said it would be. Maybe there really is or was a low-power clandestine called Natam on those frequencies, but Trincomalee, the shortwave site formerly run by Deutsche Welle, is, of course, right in Tamil territory, and a 250 kilowatt transmitter there should have considerable ground wave range as a jammer by the Sri Lankan government. This scenario became quite clear on May 25th, thanks to Hiroshi and Nakanaka in Japan via Seiichi Hasegawa, because they were listening to the mostly music broadcast on 12225 and heard SLBC programming in English for at least 1 minute. And making it even more obvious what's happening, Joe's Jacob in India reported on May 28th that 12225 was in parallel with 11905, a well-known SLBC frequency. This was actually heard on the 27th at 1539 to 1540. No Tamil programs have been heard at all on 12225. Victor Gunatelika in Sri Lanka says it's probably SLBC transmitting on the frequency advertised by the Tamil movement. Then on May 28th, Joe's Jacob in India and DFS in Shimane, Japan were both listening and found the two frequencies parallel between 1530 and 1535. Or, as Wolfgang Büschel in Germany puts it in BCDX Top News, the joke station on 12225 was heard every day with Latin music, probably comes from the Ekala site in Sri Lanka, measured exactly 1 hertz above 12225, strong on May 24th, and was able to hear May 29th at 1534 to 1600. Probably in the order of the Sri Lankan Secret Service to jam, cover, stifle the delicate radio program plant of the Tamil terrorist offsprings and coming on the radio band at 12 megahertz. Clumsiness of the station's staff in Ekala that a similar 11905 and 12225 kilohertz program has sent out. More clandestine news. Mark Davies in Anglesey, Wales reports, from Saturday the 26th, following a joint effort with Noel Green to identify a station on 15100, it has only been in Sudanese Arabic, but at 1355 UT we heard English programming and ID, this is the voice of South Sudan Revolutionary Radio, SSRR, new frequency 15100. IGH have also looked for them around that time, but with no luck over here. However, China is on the frequency at 15 to 1530 to jam American broadcasts. Here's another very perishable item, so I hope you're hearing this world of radio as quickly as possible. Always a good idea about Radio Dellen International, D-E-L-L-E-N in Sweden, with a special low-power broadcast the weekend of June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. According to Ronnie Forslund, it's on 5895 or 6065 with 400 watts. It's from Delsbo in the province of Hälsingland, 350 kilometers north of Stockholm, operated by members of the Delsbo Radio Club, and they want to know how their signal gets out. It's focused on the DX Parliament taking place there, but they might have been testing before June 1st. Check their blog, www.radioenthusiasts.blogspot.com. Thanks to Alan Pennington of the British DX Club. I ran across the Taiwan numbers station in Chinese on 11430, May 24th at 1223 until off at 1230. There were groups of 8 tonal syllables in Chinese, presumably numbers. Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal reports the missionary station in Uganda on 4750, Dinamis, May 26th at 1748 until 1841, with songs and hymns, African songs. The signal was improving, and it went off at 1900. Two of the American shortwave stations we mentioned as missing last week have returned in the meantime. WJHR was off for about a week from 15550 USB, but heard again as of May 26th. And WTJC 9370 also came back. Mike Terry forwards news from the Hans Knott International Radio Report about a Route 66 road trip. On June 6th at 6 a.m., the Route 66 Mother Road radio tour will set off from downtown Chicago for a 30-day road trip along Old Route 66, crossing from Chicago to Los Angeles. As we travel this wonderful old road, we'll be seeking out interesting people and places, not just the usual tourist spots. The main purpose is to highlight the role that local radio stations have had through the decades and still do in small communities along such an iconic roadway. This will be on WRLR, a low-power FM station near Chicago, in the morning drive time show, broadcasting live each day from wherever they are. And a weekly show called The Fabulous 50s Radio Show. It's in cooperation with another low-power FM in the UK, Forest FM. For details, go to www.forestfm.co.uk or to wrlr.fm with a www before it. They also stream, and they already have a regular program called Route 66 Oldies, which I listen to Tuesday at 19 to 20 UT. David Norcross in Hawaii has been hearing Radio Vanuatu on 7260, May 26th for 15 minutes or so before 07 UT, then a flute interval signal, and to what sounded like news. It was not decipherable, but he's sure that's what it was, improving as sunset approached Vanuatu. Nothing was heard on their other frequency, 3945. Then on May 28th, he was listening and heard a YL voice from 0630. Music at 639, more voice. It sounded like a religious transmission, and fading at 0657 on 7260. And that reminds me, I should remind you about a new target or clandestine broadcast for Fiji on shortwave. I already mentioned this a few weeks ago, but it's supposed to start Monday, June 4th at 0830 to 09 UT on 11565 via Palau. It's called Domo Iviti, which is also the name of some programs or stations on FM in Auckland and Sydney, which might be related. In the UDXF group, Ari Bunder reminds us that a couple of newsletters he compiles may be accessed via the following website about numbers and oddities and Enigma newsletters about spy number stations in particular. It's www.numbersoddities.nl/newsletters.html. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued May 28th, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4, June 4th and 18th. Solar flux rising from 105 June 1st to only 120 June 4th until 15th, before dropping off again. And that's World of Radio, number 1619. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening, and I hope you'll hear me again next week.